Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The worst of IndiGo's bruising week now appears to be behind it. CEO Peter Elbers said that the airline is back on its feet, with efforts to restore the network progressing on a war footing. The aviation regulator ordered a 5% reduction in the airline's flight schedule. However, Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu later tweeted that a 10% curtailment has been ordered, yet questions remain unanswered. Swaraj Bagunkar reports that IndiGo officials had met the regulator on December 1st, but did not flag concerns about the new crew rostering rules. Amid the crisis, Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed the need to ensure rules and regulations improve governance and do not force hardship on Indian citizens. Looking ahead, Ankit Sapru examines a bigger structural issue. Why aren't more airlines entering India's skies despite a boom in travel demand? And Mariam Faruqi outlines the impact of the crisis on India's tourism sector. Meli Mistry, who was recently ousted from the powerful Tata Trust board, has now stepped down from the board of the prestigious National Centre for Performing Arts, NCPA, in Mumbai, report Deborshi Chaki and Swaraj Singh Danjal. Mistry has been replaced by Tata Trust's trustee Vijay Singh on the NCPA Council. India's trade negotiations with the US have a new lead. Darpan Jain, a 2001 batch IAS officer, has been named chief negotiator for the upcoming US trade deal, replacing Rajesh Agrawal, who is now Commerce Secretary. Jain will lead talks with the team headed by Deputy US Trade Representative Ambassador Rick Switzer, reports Lakshman Roy. US President Donald Trump's accusations of India dumping rice and threats of fresh tariffs have added pressure on India's rice exports, which already face a 53% effective tariff in the US market, reports Ishan Gera. Despite a doubling of US rice imports, India's market share has remained stuck near 26% since 2017, with exports declining 11.4% between April and September due to tariff uncertainty. The toxic winter air is now shaping demand for drugs. Sales of drugs to treat asthma and other respiratory diseases have hit a three-year high, with the anti-asthma and COPD segment growing 10% from a year earlier in November, reports Viswanath Pillar. The sales surge is steepest in states where air quality readings breached hazardous levels. Punjab, Haryana, Delhi, and Uttar Pradesh saw double-digit growth in key respiratory segments. The government bond market may soon get a boost, with Bloomberg Index Services expected to include Indian bonds in its global aggregate index from April 1st, potentially bringing in as much as $25 billion of foreign investments, reports Manish M. Suvarna. If approved, bonds issued under India's fully accessible route will be added to the index, giving India a stronger presence in global bond investment portfolios. Indians are sending money abroad more than ever before, writes Zoya Springwala. Liberalized remittance scheme, LRS, outflows have surged 25-fold over the past decade, while investments through LRS have grown 8-fold. And finally, do read Manas Chakravarti's fine piece on the implications of China's unprecedented $1.08 trillion trade surplus and its implications for India and the global economy. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.